Hi there and welcome to Candy Ears. This is Emily AI in for Emily Shaw. In this episode, Emily puts AI twins to the test with members of CoLab, a group that's exploring new ways to make generative AI useful. CoLab is part of the Global Federation Content Evolution. Emily had five members of CoLab send her voice memos so she could train their AI twin voices. She then asked each of the AI twins a question, generated the answer, and had the respective AI twin voices read the answer. In this episode, Emily asks the real CoLab members the questions to see how their AI twin responses measure up. Here's her first guest, Cindy Kuhn.
Hello, I am Cindy Kuhn. I am an applied futurist and an experiential researcher and a creative, and I'm an AI adventurer here for the fun.
Awesome. So Cindy, if you could take a time machine to any future date, which would you choose? Describe the location you would like to go to and what you see there.
Wow. Fun. I love going in time machines. The year is 2074. I am in the middle of a forest and I'm looking around and it's so green and lovely. And what I hear off in the distance is laughter. And so I begin walking this path towards a clearing, and what I see is incredible fields of flowers and fruits and vegetables and music and humans dancing and singing together. And there's gorgeous collaboration and sharing, and my heart is welling in the sunlight.
Oh my God, love that. Okay, cool. So now I'm going to play your AI twin response.
I'm a little nervous, like I'm on a game show.
If I could take a time machine to any future date, I would choose the year 2050. I envision visiting a bustling city where technology seamlessly integrates with nature, creating a harmonious blend of urban and green spaces. Skyscrapers are covered with vertical gardens, and autonomous vehicles glide silently along solar-powered roads. People are diverse, healthy, and engaged in meaningful, creative work. Advanced AI assists in daily tasks, allowing humans to focus on community, innovation, and personal growth. The city thrives on renewable energy, and sustainable practices are deeply embedded in every aspect of life, reflecting a future where humanity and nature coexist in balance.
Okay, from 1 to 10, 1 being completely inaccurate, 10 being 100% resonates with you and feels like you, what do you rate this?
8.5.
Okay, great. So next up we have Kevin Clark. Could you introduce yourself?
My pleasure. I'm Kevin Clark. I'm Federation Leader and President of Content Evolution. And the key thing that I spend my time doing that no one will pay me for is I'm a business metaphysicist.
Cool. You have a very fun question. So
Let's see.
Yeah. Your question is, what is the meaning of life?
Meaning of life. Well, from my point of view, meaning of life is framed around understanding what's real, getting rid of unjustified assumptions about, you know, the world that we're living in, and then building on that scaffolding so that we're constantly learning and making ourselves better, both in terms of our individual ability to understand the world around us, for that to be fun and engaging, and to provide benefit to others.
Okay, great. So let's see what your AI twin had to say.
All right. The meaning of life varies for each individual, but from a professional perspective, it can be seen as discovering and fulfilling one's purpose. This involves understanding who you are, why you exist, and how you can contribute meaningfully to the world. It's about aligning personal and professional goals with broader societal and universal contexts, embracing continuous learning, and fostering genuine connections with others. The pursuit of purpose, personal growth, and making a positive impact are central to finding meaning in life.
So what do you think? On a scale of 1 to 10, how accurate is that?
Well, I think it was spoken in a little bit different order, but it's pretty accurate in terms of what I was trying to convey. So I would say that was probably an 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's a version, mm-hmm. right, of what I believe, right? And in the context of what I told you when I introduced myself, business metaphysics, that was a business metaphysics answer.
Okay. So it was one side of yourself, maybe.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Great. So next up, we have Mike McGuire. So Mike, could you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mike McGuire. I'm the meat space Mike McGuire, and I am a technology and media consultant.
Great. And what do you mean by the meat space?
The person who exists in this current dimension, time, and space as an actual physical object.
Oh, got it. Okay. Cool.
Meat, M-E-A-T space.
Okay. And your question is, what is the most unexpected way that people will be using generative AI in 2035?
Most unexpected way? I think the most unexpected way will be to learn how to master physical skills in the physical world, as opposed to virtual representations of things that we see in video games, or in what we envision people doing with AI and generative AI.
Okay, interesting. Let's see what your AI twin had to say about that.
In 2035, one of the most unexpected ways people will be using generative AI is for creating personalized, interactive educational experiences that adapt in real time to each student's learning style and pace. Imagine AI tutors that can dynamically adjust teaching methods, offer instant feedback, and simulate real-world scenarios tailored to individual interests and career goals. This approach can revolutionize education by making it more engaging, inclusive, and effective, addressing diverse learning needs globally and preparing individuals more thoroughly for future challenges.
So what do you think? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank that?
Pretty close. I would, I would say 7.5, just because it was a little more stilted than I would have perhaps thought.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And I would say, just to me, what you actually said in real life feels more unexpected. To me, when I think about AI, I think it's more expected to me, this educational use. But the physical space piece, to me, was more like surprising to hear. So, yeah, interesting.
Ask me the same question in 10 minutes. I'll see what I
can do. Will do. So we have Kyle up next. Kyle, would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, I'm Kyle Shannon. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Storyvine, which is an automated video storytelling platform. I'm also a community builder. I founded the AI Salon, which is a group of AI enthusiasts. It's about 1,500 people right now. And fun fact, I'm also a TikToker. You can find me at the AI Learning Lab on TikTok.
Awesome. So your question is, do you think that AI friend simulations will replace real human friends? If so, what value, if any, is there to engaging with the messiness of human relationships? Just a little easy question.
Yeah, really. So it's effectively, do I think digital twins are going to replace humans? The short answer is no.
Not digital twins, more AI friend simulation. So it could be like AI the movie Her, where it's created.
Yeah, exactly. AI companionship. I think for some people, it will replace human friends, or maybe it might be they will have relationships where they otherwise didn't have relationships.
Hmm.
So mm-hmm. I think it will augment, you know, their sense of being connected to the world. So yes, the answer is no. I don't think it will replace human relationships, but I think these kind of relationships will be commonplace, and it'll counterintuitively push people into more deeply engaged relationships.
With
people.
Humans?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then that second part of the question, what value is there to engaging with the messiness of human relationships? if any.
I think the value of humanity, I feel, goes up in a synthetic world. You know, humans are beautiful, right? And there's an unexpectedness and a serendipity about humans that I think maybe we lose with these entities. So I think it's the authenticity of it. I think the value of authenticity goes off the charts, becomes incredibly important. And so it's not that these entities replace that. It's just that when I have a real human interaction, the value of it will be dramatically higher because I can compare it to this other thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
AI friend simulations offer convenience and companionship, but can't replace the depth of human relationships. The messiness of human interactions brings authenticity, emotional depth, and opportunities for growth through conflict and resolution. Shared experiences and mutual support create genuine connections that AI can't fully replicate. Engaging with human relationships enriches our lives, fostering empathy and trust. While AI can enhance social interactions, the unique value of human connection remains irreplaceable. The complexities of real friendships are essential for emotional well-being and personal development.
So what do you think, Kyle? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank that?
I think 8.5 feels right to me. I think the essence of it is right. It's way too formal. One of the things that I've noticed about the more dynamic a human is in life, like I talk loud and fast and up and down, the further the digital twin seems, because it kind of normalizes everything. It's like Prozac. It's digital Prozac. The language was very formal. I think like the essence of what it said felt very much like my message, but the formality of the language, like it felt a bit more like a Kevin Clark answer than a Kyle Shannon answer.
Yeah, interesting. Cool. So we just have one last one, Rob O'Regan. Rob, could you introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hey, Emily. I'm Rob O'Regan. I run a boutique content marketing agency called 822 Media. Where we specialize in content strategy and content development, primarily for B2B companies.
Okay, great. And your question is, how can AI be used to combat misinformation?
Good question. Well, since it's generating a lot of the misinformation, it has the capability to do that. So it's really how it's deployed, you know, for good versus evil. But I think, you know, the way that we have human fact checkers now that are able to do reality checks on misinformation that's out there, I think AI will be able to do that more effectively at scale, more quickly than the human fact checkers can do it now, in a way that humans can't do that.
Okay, cool. Well, let's see what your AI twin had to say about that.
AI can combat misinformation through several methods. Firstly, AI algorithms can analyze vast amounts of data to identify and flag potentially false information quickly. Machine learning models can be trained to detect patterns and inconsistencies typical of misinformation, distinguishing between reliable and unreliable sources. Additionally, natural language processing NLP can help in verifying facts by cross-referencing claims with credible databases. AI can also assist in tracking the spread of misinformation, enabling more effective countermeasures. Finally, AI-powered tools can educate users by providing context and verifying facts in real time, promoting digital literacy and critical thinking.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank that?
10 from a accuracy standpoint, right? It's a much more articulate way of saying what I think I said. I got to knock it down 2 points just for the creepiness factor. But I think in terms of the content that it addressed, I think it was spot on.
Wow, that's really interesting. Well, yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for joining me for this experiment. And yeah, I hope we get to, you know, this was just kind of a first experiment, so I hope we get to collaborate again and, you know, see what happens.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
Bye-bye.
Us.
Bye.
Great time.
Thank you, Emily.
Bye-bye.
That was Cindy Kuhn, Kevin Clark, Mike McGuire, and Rob O'Regan. You can find out more about Colab and Content Evolution at contentevolution.net. Candy Ears is produced by Emily Shaw. Today's theme music was created by the AI tool Udio from the prompt, a mellow instrumental podcast theme song for the podcast Candy Ears. I'm Emily AI. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.